Lanso, left arm not so orthodox. We meet the man who doesn't even like the game. Abbas, for some reason, is here. All right, it's called Lanso. Left arm not so orthodox, and we have with us Abbas.
Hello.
You may ask, is it Muhammad Abbas from Pakistan, the swing bowler? I can't afford him. It won't be allowed. So it's just our simple Abbas. Abbas Momin.
Very much Indian, Cyrus.
Very much. That's a show for another day. Let's stick with our cricket. Yeah. Remember, cricket is the last of the seculars.
Yes.
Okay, let's enjoy our cricket and not worry about who and where.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of who and where, let's go to South Africa for a minute.
Okay.
Warren Philander gets out. England win the second test match, of course, as at the time of recording, we're between the second and third.
Yeah.
And Jos Buttler, who was keeping, used a bad word. I believe the word rhymes with custard, but, you know, left arm not so orthodox. We try to keep it as orthodox as possible.
Very vanilla.
In terms of cricket sledging, not the biggest deal that happened, but it was heard on the camera mic.
Okay.
He was fined 15% of his fee and he's upset. And Jos Buttler said that, listen, what we say to each other on the field, we don't want the kids and all to hear.
Yeah.
We should turn those mics off.
Yeah.
Because men in a very serious, intense sort of sport, at some point, have a little go at each other.
How old is the stump mic origin?
Well, it's been going on now for a few years. It's not like a recent phenomenon.
Yeah,
it's been going on. But you see, in some matches, they tone it down a bit and we can't pick it up.
Mm.
Some wicketkeepers are smart enough to put their glove in front and it's not clear.
Yes.
Okay, Buttler obviously lost it. There must have been more between him and Philander in the past.
Mm.
They may have chased the same lady, for example.
Yeah,
of course, that's not true. I'm just setting it out there as a dusra. But whatever that is, if you may indulge me,
who was South Africa playing against?
England. Jos Buttler plays for England. The word Buttler comes from England. They invented the Buttler. Anyway,
yes.
The point here is that, so what do you think? Abbas, it's a slightly non-cricket thing.
Yeah.
This is just a point of view of whether we should expose people to that kind of language. Because it's difficult in the heat of the battle not have it happening occasionally. And we Indians also do it.
Yes,
the Aussies do it.
The
New Zealand, everybody does it.
I think cricket is one of the games where the aggression and sledging is less, actually. If you see the football field, they're kicking each other.
No, I don't agree with that because football and rugby allow you to have perhaps a lot of sledging in a very intense game.
Yeah.
But it's not a stop-start game so much. It is stop-start, but not as much as cricket is.
Yes.
Cricket gives you the stop-start where they actually have banter.
Yes.
In between balls,
yeah.
This is the phrase.
Yeah.
In between balls, I'll repeat it.
Cricket
in
balls.
Between balls, yes. You actually have a go at each other sometimes. Sometimes banter is really nice and funny. And sometimes you can just enjoy it. But sometimes it's just profane and abusive.
I think it's justified. I think it's just playing mind games with the opposition.
Yeah.
You're going to get to them anyway.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, should we have the mic on? Abbas, now you as a neutral who doesn't really like the sport, and I only hear on left arm not so orthodox because I couldn't find somebody else, you tell me.
What is the actual objective of the mic? To hear if the bails were dislodged or
honestly,
not?
Honestly, I think they want to encourage this
because it's
a cognitive factor. Society gets more interested in everything. So what's happening is that we're hearing what they say and it's a battle within the battle and then that gossip.
Yeah.
You know, like Salman doesn't like Shah Rukh, they're going to fight each other. That's more interesting than the bloody film release.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening here, Buttler and Philander. And I'll quickly cut to Australia and the Big Bash, Stoinis, who's just made the record in the Big Bash for the highest score, 147.
Yeah.
The match before that, he abused Kane Richardson, who's now on tour in India and called him a slightly sexist word for a person who likes a person of the other gender.
Okay.
See on this show how I try to please everybody and keep everybody politically correct and happy.
Yes.
And that caused a huge row in Australia because they are very clear about the political correctness of situations. And he of course apologized and all that. But then again, this happened in the heat of the moment and it could have been avoided.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what comes to mind is the Andrew Simons controversy, right? Where he misunderstood
Monkey
something.
Gate, as they say.
Yes.
He didn't misunderstand. We claimed that we said the word was about the mother and the relationship between mother and son.
Yeah, so if it goes to those kind of territories like a racist / sexist
sledging,
then it is problematic. But then again, if the stump mic was off, we wouldn't ever know that Moin Khan was such a enthusiastic wicketkeeper who
well ball saki.
So it has its pros and cons.
My
vintage. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really like it. My only worry is that, like you said, where are you going to draw the line?
Yeah, where are you
going to
draw
the line? Maybe nationalist word is, you know, regressive and irritating.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, maybe a slur on my gender is, you know, irritating. Someone has mother is dying.
ICC should
or something,
draw
and then
these
you
lines.
made a you know, anti-mom. Yeah, well, but who? How do you please everyone?
The censor board has these lists of words are not allowed.
The censor board can shove their list in a place which I can't mention on a very orthodox show
exactly,
like this.
Exactly, see?
So there's no real answer. I think let's just vote for it and end it quickly.
Yeah.
My vote is keep the mic on.
Keep it low,
so you have to strain a little bit.
Okay.
You know, because there's going to be lots of this. And don't forget there are 5-6 languages in plain international cricket.
True. Yes.
So you know, in a way, you're improving your vocabulary in so many languages.
Yeah.
So there's a positive.
Yes.
All right, we're running out of time, but one quick real cricket point. As we do this recording, in a couple of hours, the first one day international between India and Australia happens at Wankhede Stadium.
Yes, which is why we couldn't get a true expert on this show. That is everybody's at the match.
But there are two issues here. One, there is no parking outside Wankhede Stadium. Course. So please don't be an idiot and take your car. And I'm saying this with the Australians.
Yeah.
Because they are anyway only at the, I think, at the Trident, which is walking distance. And the second and most important thing is this is probably the best rivalry in cricket right now in all three forms. Mm. India versus Australia with those two big
more
guns.
More than England-Australia?
I would say in terms of quality of cricket, right up there, if not better. Mm. All right, because you've got both have very good seam attacks now, almost equal, and are batting. Once they have Smith, Labuschagne, who's been a revelation, and Warner back in the lineup, I mean, they're matching us. Yeah. And we've got the great Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, KL Rahul and Shikhar Dhawan fighting for a place. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So for me, this is the big slugfest. This is the boss versus the boss. Mm. And how dare you, Abbas? How dare you not go for the match?
Because I had to produce this show, Cyrus. I stayed back for
this
you.
This is a very fair answer. Thank you very much for being a left arm, not so orthodox.
Before we wrap up, your top three matches you've seen at Wankhede?
Ever? Vivian Richards 120 in 1980 after the World Cup in 83-84 when they came down. I saw that live. I bunked school.
Okay.
Lied to my parents. Bought my own ticket. Stood in line. Did everything. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Nice.
Then I saw Ravi Shastri win a tournament, which was a single wicket tournament. Because I was so cricket crazy when I was young, that I went and saw that also.
Okay.
So it was one against one. So they play six balls.
Okay.
They have fielders, and you bat and bowl for six balls each.
And how was the crowd for this?
There was a full crowd. Almost half a house was there.
Mm.
Yeah. And Richards play. I went there because Richards was playing that as well.
Mm.
But he lost to Ravi Shastri. Can you believe it? One on one.
And
Ravi
the third
Shastri
one?
Is our coach. Third one, then I watched a lot of IPL matches, but I hated them because it's too hot. People are screaming, and my team always loses.
Okay.
You know, whichever team I support, which generally is your visiting team for some reason.
Right.
There you go.
Nice. Cool.
Abbas, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Have you even heard of Mohammad Abbas, the bowler?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he right arm or left arm? Is it swing or seam?
Do you know
the difference between
swing
and seam? What's the difference between swing and seam?
Seam is straightforward, fast. Swing is when you can move the ball a little bit.
Will you call yourself a moron? Will you do it yourself? Because I don't want to do it. I don't want to call you names. It'll be sledging. Swing is through the air. Seam is off the wicket. Using the
Yeah, that's
the
what
ball.
I meant.
All right.
Exactly.
We'll see you soon with more lessons from Left Arm Not So Orthodox. This is Cyrus and Abbas, who had to fill in 12th man because all my cricket men were at the Wankhede Stadium supporting India versus Australia. Come on, Australia. Come on, India. Come on. Whatever.